thing?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. So aren't we blessed with just an amazing team? Yes. Aren't y'all amazing too? Thank you for being here this morning, whether you're online or here in person. And I really appreciate my daughters and my son in heart being here too today. It means so much to me to see your faces and just see the love out there. Why is there a reason to be nervous? What's the pressure anyway? Music speaks to us in a different way than words, doesn't it? It's why the music team here is just such a blessing, and music has always been important to me as well, so thank you. Let's talk about this best road trip ever, your life. I remember a time when my girls were not young women. They were a baby and a toddler, and I was tired. Abby, I was tired. I felt like the world was against me and things just kept going wrong, and I got into this near obsessive place with the idea of, when was that going to stop? When was it gonna get easy? And I remember driving down the highway, and I just started praying to God and said, God, when's it gonna get easy? When are things gonna quit going wrong, man? And God's clear answer was, never. This is life. And you might think that that would have been discouraging, but it wasn't. It made me kind of chuckle a little bit because it was life, and life is good. And I had been so squarely focused on these burdens and things going wrong that I was failing to see the blessings. I was failing to feel God's presence. I was failing to go inward and experience God's strength that is always there. We're never alone. Pastor and author Charles Swindoll said, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. Can I get an amen? I was not dealing mindfully with the inevitable challenges of life. Has anyone ever been there? So I want you to ponder these quotes by Alan Watts, an English writer, speaker, and philosopher. In music, one doesn't make the end of a composition the point of the composition. If that were so, the best conductors would be those who played fastest, and there would be composers who wrote only finales. People would go to concerts just to hear one crashing chord, because that's the end. Life is a dance, and when you are dancing, you are not intent on getting somewhere. The meaning and purpose of dancing is the dance. We thought of life by analogy with a journey, a pilgrimage, which had a serious purpose at the end. And the thing was to get to that end, success or whatever it is, maybe heaven after you're dead. But we missed the point the whole way along. It was a musical thing, and you were supposed to sing or to dance while the music was being played. Let's apply this idea to this common metaphor of life as a journey. But not a journey with some magical destination that we have to get to so we can enjoy it, but rather a road trip where the whole purpose of the experience is to enjoy the ins and outs and ups and downs of that road trip. And on any great road trip, I would propose that you need three things at least. You need some good luggage, you need a light load, you want enough, but not too much, and you need to enjoy the company of your travel companions. So as we start thinking about the luggage piece, I want you to enjoy this little video.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know about you, but my suitcase does not look like that. I want to talk to you a little bit about upgrading our luggage. I would like that one. I don't want the big trunk that requires multiple people to carry it, do you? When we think about upgrading our luggage, what I'm talking about is how we carry our burdens. We all have burdens that we face, and the way that we carry them is very impactful on how we live. So how do we do this? How do we upgrade our personal luggage for our road trip? Well, we need to connect with intention to divine strength. Okay, how do we do that? We have to slow down. We have to breathe. We need to pray or meditate. We need to practice positive thinking with intention. It's so easy to get caught up in the burdens instead of the blessings. Sometimes it can be helpful to listen to inspirational music or a podcast, maybe to read an inspirational book, or to hang out with people who naturally just connect with God and help you to do the same. Have you noticed when you're around people like that, how you upgrade your luggage and carry your burdens differently? I often go walking on Blue Hole Trail with my dogs, and it's a time that I remember to slow down and pray and meditate. And as I'm walking along, typically the conversation goes something like this: "Hey, God, how's it going? What do I need to hear? What do I need to know today or understand?" And I cannot tell you the number of times that I have heard back, "Be still. Be still and know that I am God." And I'm like, anything else? Because that is really hard for me. If you know me, being still and quiet is not my gift. Even my Jeep Wrangler is named Busy Bee. That is hard for me. But I'm telling you, when I do it and I, with intention, slow down and get quiet and remember that God is God, I suddenly carry my burdens differently. I upgrade my luggage. As a counselor, I work with people who suffer from tremendous pain. There is trauma, substance abuse. There are addictions of all kinds: depression, anxiety, anger, numbness, and disconnection. There is conflict with loved ones, identity, and faith crises. You know, this world offers a lot of opportunity for growing pain. What burdens have you been carrying in the past or present? What burdens are you facing that you feel like you cannot carry any farther and that cannot get any heavier, and then they do? No doubt many of you are familiar with footprints in the sand, most commonly attributed to author Mary Stevenson in 1936. When she notices that during the low periods of her life, when she has been suffering from anguish, sorrow, and defeat, she could only see one set of footprints, she asks God why he hasn't been there for her when she needed him the most. The Lord replies to her, "The times when you have only seen one footprint in the sands is when I carried you." God is through us, in us, with us, for us. We are never alone. Bible verse Isaiah 41, 10 through 13 states this: "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." I remember a time in my life when I was at a breaking point. I was just at the worst place I had ever been, and I knew I couldn't carry the burden any farther. It was just unbearable, and everything I had tried was not working. And I remember one night, I went into my closet and closed the door and got down on my knees and just prayed to God. I just prayed so hard. I whispered into the dark, "Jesus, help me. Help me. I don't know what to do. I need your help. I can't carry this any longer. I don't know what to do anymore." And I probably stayed there for about a half an hour before I went back to bed and fell asleep. And in the morning, I had perfect clarity about what I needed to do. It wasn't easy, but it was what I needed to do, and I couldn't have done it by myself. Later on in that journey, I had a situation where I had to face head on something really incredibly difficult. I felt sick inside, and I was shaking, and my stomach was knotted, and my heart was pounding. And I remember in that moment, I just prayed, and I said, God, please give me the peace that surpasses all understanding. And suddenly, there was just a quiet, calm stillness inside of me. Isn't it amazing how turning to our spiritual center shifts our energy and we can face things that we did not think that we could? So, thinking about the burdens that you face right now, how can you upgrade your luggage? How can you turn inward, slow down, pray, meditate, take in inspirational thoughts? It is important to do that if you want to have the best road trip ever. In addition to turning to our spiritual center, it is important to lighten our load. So how do we lighten the load we're carrying? How do we do this? I would propose to you that you need to shift to better self-care and healthy habits. For example, many of us in this day and age do not get enough sleep. We are, as a culture, sleep deprived. We often do not breathe. When you're sad or anxious, you tend to hold your breath. And so remembering to breathe becomes important. Eating healthy food, drinking enough water. I know I'm guilty of not doing that. Exercising, getting joyful movement, going to your doctor visits, taking your medication and getting it adjusted as needed. Maybe for you, acupuncture. Terrifying to me. I love a good massage, though. Doing the things that we enjoy, reading, singing, boating, hiking, cooking. What do you love doing? Chanting? What do you love? What lightens your load? Being around the people that you care about and who care about you is incredibly important when it comes to self-care and healthy habits. And talking about when there are toxic relationships present is a whole nother talk, isn't it? If you don't have those healthy connections, it's not going to happen by sitting around. You have to get out. You have to connect with people with intention. So that is a large part of self-care as well. I remember a time as a counselor when I was very overwhelmed with my career, and I thought, who would have chosen this as a job? What am I doing? I don't know what. I could not handle it. And I realized I needed to practice some self-care. I needed to convert my practice to electronics. Now, for those of you into tech, you'll be like, no big deal. But for me, that was terrifying. We are amazed by our technical people. I did, though, take the steps little by little and get my system converted so that I could do my paperwork and my telehealth and my notes in an electronic system, which was much better. I also recognized that I was carrying too many clients at that time. I was seeing about 28 people a week, and for me, it was too much. And day by day, little by little, I lightened my load to about 22 a week. And you know what happened? I thought being a counselor was pretty awesome, and I was pretty good at it. So it was important because I had to intentionally lighten my load to experience the best road trip
ever.
That's right. You got it. How do you need to lighten your load? What are the things that you do to take care of yourself? What healthy habits do you have in place? What things do you need to add in or take away from your daily ins and outs so that you can have your best road trip ever? Now let's shift to thinking about our fellow travel companions. First, I want to address when it comes to offering help to your fellow road trip companions. Sometimes we really don't have that to give. An amazing and wise woman, the Reverend Jill Carey, once said to me, "Only give as much as you can give without resentment. Add to that without depression, without anxiety, without overwhelm, without falling apart at the seams. We have to recharge ourselves to have something to give to others, do we not? So if needed, you may need to put your oxygen mask on before putting it on others. So as we think about this, I also want to talk about when we accept help from our travel companions. I want you to think about, a lot of people struggle to accept help from others. They're good at giving it, but when it comes to receiving help, that's much harder. But think about this, if I brought you a beautifully wrapped gift tied up with a bow and with a lovely card, would you say, no thanks, don't want it? That would kind of be sad. On the other hand, if you opened it with joy and read the card and said, wow, that means a lot to me, and just tore it open and whatever was inside said, this is great. Imagine how I, as a sender, feel when you receive the gift and enjoy it. And maybe you even experience that joy and gratitude together in giving and receiving. I saved a message in 2019 where one of my daughters said this to me: no matter what happens in your life, you're so joyful and so loved, and I just want you to be able to see your worth the way everyone else does. I hope you're able to find that, even when it's hard. I'll never delete that message, ever. During the intense challenges of our lives, we need to accept help from our friends and family. They want to be there for us. They love us at our worst. They remind us to connect to God. They remind us to practice self-care. I remember another time I was having an incredibly tough day, and my other daughter just brought me flowers. It was so nice. It was so lovely. I remember going through the single debacles of a decade of dating. I had 6 to 7 friends who we would meet and brunch together weekly, and we would laugh and we would cry. Yes, cry. We cried. I don't know how I would have gotten through that without them. I remember a friend holding my hand in church and telling me, "You can stay." And I wanted to run. I didn't think I could, but yet her hand holding me there kept me in place. I remember a time I needed to move right after my divorce, and I didn't think I could pack a single box, but my parents showed up, and we got that house moved. You see, our road trip companions are a priceless gift. They are there as our people who remind us God is there always, always. You need to take care of yourself. I'll help you. So remember to accept that help when it comes. You know, these people are the hands and feet of God. William J. Tom stated, "Be careful how you live. You will be the only Bible some people read." Think about that for a moment. You will be the only Bible some people read. But no pressure. The twists and turns of my road trip led me to Phil, my amazing needle in the haystack, who everyone said did not exist, and they were wrong, which led us to Wimberley, which led us to Unity, where we now get to share our greatest road trip ever with our fellow companions, this congregation of people. I mean, wow, what an amazing congregation, encouraging us, inspiring us, connecting with us, being there when things are hard, helping us learn to serve others. It's such a gift. It's such a community. It empowers us to be our best, and we hope that we give that back to you. We all need to serve in some way or another. This congregation, Unity, you guys are riding with us on this best road trip ever and helping us enjoy the music and the ups and downs and the highs and lows that life offers. You know, this past week, I walked Blue Hole again with my dogs, and I was doing my thing, and I said, "Hey, God, what's up? What do I need to hear today?" And God said, and I kid you not, "You've got this." And I was like, "What? What?" He said, "You've got this." And it was like, oh, okay, all right, I'll take that. And God reminded me to share this thought. We have to go through what we've been through to get to where we are, to get to where we're going. And that is really important to remember. So I end with these thoughts. How are you going to upgrade your luggage and carry your burdens differently by connecting with God? How are you going to lighten your load through self-care and healthy habits, being good to yourself? How are you going to continue connecting with your fellow road trip companions, offering and receiving help in that beautiful flow of life? I want to offer you this tool in case it might be helpful to someone today. When we are upset or sad or anxious, as I was saying, we often hold our breath. If you're in a panic, you may even start hyperventilating. And people will sometimes say, breathe. What's the problem with that? You can't breathe when you're holding your breath or hyperventilating. So focus on the out-breath. And research also shows that it's better, if possible, physically to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth for calming breath. So if you can think about this, everyone say this, smell the flowers, blow out the candles. And I want you to try this with me. Smell the flowers 4, blow out the candles 8. One more, in 4, out 8. If you're around someone and they're very upset, get quiet. Make eye contact with them. Remind them to breathe out. And teach them this little technique. It's very helpful. Moving into the meditation, I invite you to close your eyes for a moment and breathe. Smell the flowers 4. Blow out the candles 8. In 4, out 8. Returning to normal breathing, just notice how your breath is, how it's so natural that you don't even need to think about it. Just be still and present. Go a little deeper. Go inward and search for the light of your divine strength. Can you feel it? Can you see it? Just as natural as your breath, it is there. Now consider a burden that you may be facing. Send the light of your divine strength to that burden. Feel your burden showered with the peace and confidence of knowing that you are never alone. Let this strength spread throughout your body. This is a light that grows when we share it with others. Take a moment to think of someone you know who may be facing a heavy burden. Send this light of divine strength to them. Now extend this light to all the people in this room. Extend it out into the world. Imagine this light spreading out and beyond into the universe. See how we are all connected on this journey together. see divine strength growing and dancing and glimmering in and around us all. Breathe in 4 and out 8. Begin coming back into this space. In 4 and out 8. Open your eyes and breathe in 4 and out 8. And so it is, and it is so, and it is done.